Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by the legends over at Heaps Normal. You know them, you love them. Independent, non-alcoholic, award-winning beer. Heggy, oh. What do they have to do, mate? Well, how do they get it in them?
Well, they can go to check out and put in duty-free. I heard there's big things brewing over at Heaps. Not going to say anything.
Heaps is HQ.
Got something coming. Keep your eyes peeled. Mm. But duty-free at checkout for free delivery around Australia. Get around them.
Duty-free. At checkout, support the boys here at MFB HQ by getting yourself a couple of slabs of Heapses.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Lenny Tiprat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going?
Mate, pretty good, mate. Mm. Look at me, man. I'm in my Eras Tour t-shirt. Yeah, I've got, you want a friendship bracelet, mate?
No, I do not.
I've got a few handed to me at the concert there at the G.
What do you mean?
Some got made for me beforehand. That's red. That's one of her albums.
For your kids?
No, adults.
Oh.
Yeah.
The ones that got given to you, were they just people in the crowd just so full of love?
Yeah. Some.
Did they know who you were?
Some did. But it was my mate, maybe this, Crush's version.
Yeah.
It's a piss take of Taylor's version. Mate,
unbelievable.
I'm going to sound a bit Ric Flair here, but I'm a beer drinking.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Well, I'm a beer drinking.
Woo!
Weightlifting.
Yeah.
Woo! UFC watching.
Woo!
Son of a gun. Taylor Swift was the greatest live event I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it was a spectacle, mate.
Yeah.
You should have been there.
I should not have been there. And I wasn't there.
I'm you got all right. 4 nights this week, mate.
I'm fine.
Swift Mania is coming to Sydney.
Well,
it was pretty good. I'll be honest. It was grouse.
Yeah. I'm going to be out of Sydney, thankfully, because it'll bring this city to a fucking standstill.
Yeah. Well, this city, it's not hard to bring Sydney to a standstill anyway.
Mm.
It's not the best laid out joint. You're really relying on your beaches.
No, but I mean, it is at Homebush. I bet it still affects people in the city.
Is that where it is?
Yeah. It's at Olympic Park. I think so.
Yeah. Wow.
Pink was at the Sydney Football Stadium. That was a fucking nightmare a couple of weeks ago. Well, for me, I'm talking. I don't recall being compensated for any of this. Like, there's a lot of money coming in.
Yeah.
Not to this guy. It just ruins my night or nights, as the case may be, because I can't get anywhere.
To be fair, but it's like you're someone working night shift. You're not going in the same direction as the traffic to a Swift concert. You are always going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
You know? You're missing peak hour. Don't worry.
Yeah. Hey, I couldn't help but notice you didn't give your ticket away to someone more needy.
No, I didn't. Got a lot of fucking messages about that.
Oh, man.
You've got a bit.
It's a fucking shameless nation of scabs.
I've seen a bunch of your new stand-up for your tour. Grogan, now on sale all around Australia. LukeHeggie.com.
Yeah. This bit you're about to talk about, it's being met with very mixed feelings at the moment. It needs to be to my crowd exclusively because it's fucking not hitting well.
Yeah, I won't give much away, but it is people expecting a handout just because they have an ailment. Some would say quite a shocking situation that they're in. And fuck me.
It's like, hell, just spend your money.
Yeah.
Just spend your money, whatever. Mm. I don't know. The scabbing. It's hyperdrive in this era of people's lives.
Oh, some of the messages I got.
Fuck.
Some of the DMs.
Showed me one.
I made the mistake of hitting other. Like, what's the message requests.
Yeah.
in the DMs, then there's like extra or just other it, requests or something.
Oh, hidden requests.
Hidden requests.
I've been in there. That's a bad time.
It's a real bad time if you're at a Taylor Swift concert.
I don't go in there. It's like the dark web to me. Stay away from it. I don't have to deal with it ever.
I had a peek in a hidden request. I thought maybe there's some people excited that I'm at a Taylor Swift
concert.
I'm really
happy for you, Nick.
Yeah. Looks like you're having fun, pal.
Yeah.
I'm going tomorrow night. It wasn't that.
No.
It was of it, you know. I fucking snapped my leg and my grandma died 3 years ago. Do you have a spare ticket?
Yeah.
No.
How did the legitimate nice people manage to find their way into the normal? Like I don't look in hidden requests because it's always grim. I've done it a couple of times. It was bad. But the people going, good on you, mate. They find their way to you somehow.
That's got to be some sort of algorithm.
Yeah.
That's got to be based. Ground. Maybe it's based on, you know, what they look at, what they've commented on in the past.
Yeah.
Who they follow, what they watch, then if they send you a message that's positive, the algorithm's doing you a favour and going, Heggy should read that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's nice. Like, you know, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looking out for us.
Yeah.
Social media's got your back, everyone.
But fucking people go all the way back. When I was a kid, the Tooth Fairy only gave me $2 and it was a front tooth.
Yeah.
Do you have a spare ticket to Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
Fuck. Bringing all sorts of stories.
Who's walking around with a spare ticket in their back pocket?
No one.
Crazy.
It was 96,000 people 3 nights in a row at the G.
Mm.
The seats are filled. Don't worry.
Yeah. I don't know. Not for me. Stadium, anything really.
Well, no, I'd heard.
I've been to a football before. It's acceptable.
Well, that's what I did like about it. I've been to a bunch of footy games at the G with 96,000, Essendon Collingwood, Anzac Day game. But half the people are having a shit time at any point during that match.
What's the capacity of that joint?
Over 100.
So what?
Ed Sheeran had 110.
She has the entire football field is for the stage.
Their seats, yeah, but there was a big part sectioned off because her stage was so big that there was a bunch of seats they couldn't
sell.
Seats
behind.
You couldn't
sell
those.
So those people on the football ground.
But Ed Sheeran sold those. He had like 110 in, but then people had told me.
Look the back of his head, if you want.
Well, he was in the round, so his stage was spinning.
Right.
But he was just an Irish bloke playing a guitar in the middle of the G.
Yeah.
I respect someone just playing a guitar, but it's not a fucking stadium.
Did Taylor Swift have a quiet time room for?
Sensory.
Yep,
it was
for people
pretty,
who only like blue light and
if you're
allergic to noise and bright lights, but still want to go. Don't like crowds. Get them some Perspex in the middle. Of the stage,
like
preferably.
A Pope Mobile.
Yeah,
old school.
They should get their own Pope Mobiles.
Yeah,
capacity would be about 50. Only 50 very special people.
Oh, you're at like a COVID era
spread
Taylor
out.
Swift
Oh, yeah,
concert.
They're agoraphobic as well. They can't hit crowds.
They can hit me up in my DMs for a fucking ticket,
don't
though.
I mind it, yeah.
Good luck.
Four. I imagine the ones in your DMs, some of them would have needed two seats or not. Have you checked them out?
No.
No.
I'm not clicking through.
Have you got two spare tickets for me? All right, more positive note than than stadium fucking smash and grabs. A bit of show and tell for the who's watching this?
Some nerd.
For the Patriots. Check it out. It's a sample. It's coming soon. Everyone else, rack off. Can't see it.
If you're watching,
I'll leave it there.
On YouTube. Oh, wow. Like a late night talk show host.
Yeah, I'll start chopping veggies in a minute.
Luke Heggie, If You Must Know, his book.
Yes.
Coming soon, people.
This is the only copy currently. But, there's quite a few going to arrive. Yeah.
They would have been on sale this week, but Heggie went for the cheaper option to put them on a ship with those Pakistani blokes that ended up near Broome.
They're coming box by box on an ironing board each.
They're getting read to them at Nauru.
Nah, they'll be on they'll be on my shelf very soon.
Yeah.
And available at lukeheggie.com and after shows.
Wow.
So I am chock a block full of stock.
Mm.
Ready to rock.
Oh, that deserves one of these, I reckon. Oh, I'm sorry, I've got to go back for. Where is it? That. All rock, non-stop. you got your book coming out soon. As I said before, your tour, Grogan, on sale now. We should bloody talk about fights in a minute. Flights, there was a fuck up yesterday. I was flying up to Sydney last night. Had to cut short my stay at the pub down in Melbourne. Perfect day with a group of mates watching the UFC.
Yeah.
The duality of man, you know. Taylor Swift Friday, punch on Sunday.
Yeah. Although blokes watching fights now, pretty Swifty types.
But I'll tell you what, any any mate of mine that can deadlift over 150 kilos was actually pretty keen on. It was all your Triple J types going, Taylor Swift, getting annoyed. But a fucking mates of mine that are tradies and shit loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet they're poking fun at you while they're sitting on their Eskies right now, though. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice.
Some of them were there. I ran into a bunch of mid-flight brawl listeners.
At Taylor Swift.
Now, granted, they were all with their kids, but they were at Taylor Swift.
Okay. Yeah. Now we get to the bottom of it.
Why you would take a chip? My fucking co-host brought her 4-year-old.
Because it's children's music.
But brought her 4-year-old.
Yeah.
That was no good. Kid was asleep.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, it's like you whinging about people going to Comic-Con without kids or fucking Disneyland or whatever.
Legoland.
Same deal to me. This sounds exactly the
Taylor
same.
Taylor Swift?
Me. Yeah.
Nah, mate. Icon.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
I was so excited to just put these on to walk in here and go, this will be fun.
Have you had them on? You didn't have them on last night.
No, of course I didn't. Mm. Had them on at the concert and then I put them in a bag to bring them here for you. You want a friendship bracelet, mate? What do you want?
No, I don't. It's all right.
I've got one of my son's ones.
I just believe people by their word. Or yeah. I judge them as I see them.
Mate,
I don't
need
them.
There you go.
Hey, don't need a symbol. Here we go.
Friendship bracelet. Look at this.
It's all right.
There you go, mate. This one says shake it off. That's what you should do, mate. Whip that on your little wrist.
I'm all right.
It's good luck for your book, if you must
Give
know.
It to someone who needs it. I don't even want it's to
you.
Touch it.
Put it on. Go on, Eggy.
I'm not putting it on. No. Let's get in, dickhead.
Let's do it. Woo!
So this week, mate, we're looking at it's a two-parter. Actually, hot off the presses, 2024 so far, sort of.
Mm.
Greatest hits episode. Plus, I mean, if we're going to get to as many sky fights as we'd like while I'm alive, we're going to have to start whacking two in most episodes.
Oh, well.
Because we're not going to get through them all.
Well, they're coming out quicker than we can.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, two have happened while we're just talking about Taylor Swift.
I'm amazed there hasn't been. Oh, but again, maybe they're too friendly. But that's what fucked up my flight last night was all the – it was Swifty.
Yeah.
Swifty mania.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's fucking happened to me. It's like that Coldplay debacle going to Perth.
Yeah.
Fucking nightmare. My price got jacked up. Wasn't going in there for that. And the fuckwits are coming here next year or something anyway. Just wait.
Yeah, they are. It was pretty good. Smooth move. I don't like them at all. But Coldplay, I think, would have taken a big chunk of change from old Tourism WA.
Yeah.
And then wait a year and go, we're actually coming to Melbourne and Sydney. You know what I'm wrapped about? So. This is what I do love about Taylor Swift more than anything. Didn't go to Adelaide. Oh.
Yeah, right. Know. Yeah, good. Went everywhere else. Go to Tasmania. That'd be a fuck off to Adelaide.
Devonport.
Well, the big names go to wineries and shit now. You see Springsteen.
I don't know what's going on there. That's Sierra May Wines in Brisbane, and there's one down near Geelong, a winery. I think it's the same group owns all these wineries, but it'll be fucking Elton John.
Yeah.
Playing out near the fucking Pinot grapes.
Yeah. Something's wrong. Yeah.
That'll be in 5 years' time.
Grapes have got fucking gold coins in them. Something's going on. Anyway, we're not going to catch up. We're like a modern Sisyphus with a rock made of bintang and fucking rat tails. We're not going to get up there in my lifetime to catch up unless, you know, people stop flying or something.
Mm.
And then we'll catch up. I don't know. Part one, Jet 2. Flight from Manchester to Santorini.
Here we go.
Greek islands.
Well, it's nice of them to switch it up.
Yeah.
You know.
I like it. It was actually September 2023, although the fallout is happening as we speak.
That is fresh, though.
Yeah. I did think it was 2024, but then anyway, I was too far in by the time I went, it's actually not 2020. Fuck it, we're here now. Pretty fresh. Chris Thompson.
You thought it was September 2024, this story?
No, no, no.
That's how good we are at covering these.
Because he's in trouble
like Minority
right now.
Report.
Yeah.
We've got three bald chicks in baths with milk in it.
I thought it was happening now. It just happened because I saw, you know, a few articles, this bloke, you know, in the news and stuff. I thought this must have just – no, fucking slow wheels of justice. Chris Thompson, not to be confused with Chris Thompson, also of Warrington.
Oh.
Footballer who was junior for Liverpool, never really made it, had a decent second grade career. Also not to be confused with Christopher Thompson of Warrington, another one, 49-year-old, who breached his parole recently and is wanted by local authorities. Hand yourself in.
Is this Warrington's fucking Jaden, Christopher Thompson?
Chris Thompson, must be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I met the Warrington Wolves not that long ago down in Sydney.
Them.
Yeah, it was a bunch of young blokes just fucking walking along the Opera House and they're all Yahooing and shit. They were the Warrington Wolves here for some game. I thought they were juniors, but football players are just juniors now. They're so but fucking young.
I told you when I was about 16, I was just doing some work over the summer at a law firm in Melbourne in the mailroom.
Yeah.
And I went out to get some stuff one day and a limo pulled over and these fucking two of the biggest blokes I've ever seen just got out. Just suits on, but the necks, everything too tight.
Yeah.
They look like WWE, you know,
on
wrestlers.
The way to court.
It was the British Lions. They wanted to know where they could get a British newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Very British of them.
What do you say? Rack off.
I just said that news agent's got an international section. Good luck, boys.
Okay. Good luck, boys. Good luck reading.
they're
good luck pretending you've got a broadsheet open and, you know, fucking you're reading it. It's upside down.
I was sat next to a woman on the plane last night who lived in Brisbane she's lived in Brisbane for 10 years. She's from Melbourne. And she said she still didn't know the difference. She said, "Do you like rugby?" And I said, "No, not. I'll watch a little bit of league." But and she's like, "That's rugby, isn't it?" And so I had to explain that. And she said, "I know one. What was it? It's like one. One's Qantas and one's Jetstar." I'm like, "Yep, there you go.
You're very indicative of everything to do with both games." I have this conversation in my house consistently. One's got 13, one's got 15.
Mm-hmm.
One's got a French team. And, you know, leagueies do as well, but, you know, no one gives a shit.
Who are they? They take all comers.
Oh, the French league team.
Yeah.
Catalan
Dragons.
Yeah, fuck.
When the worst of our worst are booted from here and then England.
And then booted from Warrington, they'll go to Catalan. They'll have them. Bite some ears off, did you? All right, get in. Imagine they having such a common name, though, that you can do something stupid on a plane, still not be on the top Google search for Chris Thompson arrested. Our Christopher Thompson, window fitter from Warrington, Cheshire, with a dickhead haircut, he's on a honeymoon trip.
Sounds like a good, like one of those made-up sex position jokes, sorry, like a Warrington window fitter.
Oh, yeah.
Go for the old Warrington window fitter. I look forward to people telling me that I stumbled on position. They'll tell me where to cut it and to play it next week.
That's okay.
Position. Yeah. And back to Conan Days.
Got him. Got ya. The 43-year-old was in a state of newly married bliss once in a lifetime holiday, or twice by the look of this, or more if multiple weddings and honeymoons are his thing, like a lot of people.
Fuck. It is. We've spoken about this many times.
Fuck it, man.
Could it? What are people doing? Well, this lady I was talking to on the plane, she'd gone to a wedding in Melbourne, and she was at the bride and groom's first weddings. She was the only one.
Oh, who'd been to both?
Yeah, and this was their second time around. She was mates with both parties.
She'd have been invited. I smell a rat. She's the fucking fishy link in there. My dad was best man for his mate three times. That's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah. Putting a lot of pressure. Surely not a gift.
Good jokes in there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're not giving a gift, but he's giving speeches. So,
yeah.
You know, regular work, mate, that sort of business.
Yeah.
Christopher, was it
meant? Did he just have a laminated?
Yeah.
Just a laminated
just
speech?
Off, dust it off. And
wipe off the name,
yeah.
The line where the name's written. Whiteboard marker, put the new one in.
Yeah. Just end with EILA, put in a couple of letters at the top.
Like did it end like your old bit, the third wife?
What? Oh, no. No, it didn't actually. Thank you, though, for nearly making me say that.
Didn't have to leave our shores.
No, he stayed here. The times were different back then. They'd come to you. You just stamp self-addressed envelope. Didn't have to go anywhere. Christopher, Manchester Airport, on his way to beautiful Santorini with his new wife, Jenna. The flight was delayed, so he chugged back a few shandies. He's freshly married in a bloody good mood. This is delayed flights have got to contribute a lot to violence now.
Mm.
Delayed flights, people are bored, drinking. Happens so much. Seen it heaps. If they're all on time, half of this stuff wouldn't happen.
Well, I reckon it helped me yesterday.
Pills wouldn't kick in while you're like,
oh, yeah.
You know, people,
the pills.
You know, those scientists types of fucking, they think they're into anesthetics and go, if I take half one now and then a quarter of one just as I'm getting on, I'll be just, fucking good luck, fuckhead.
Trying a little bit of air alchemy.
Yeah.
No.
2 hours from now when it takes off, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Plus you've had four beers.
I had a mate whose girlfriend tried like a weed brownie for the first time. She thought it would knock her out. Well, the plan was they'll fly to Hawaii for their honeymoon and she took the weed brownie at the airport and then the flight got delayed by 6 hours and he said she was just fucking losing her mind in the airport.
Of course.
But I still think it's better on the ground.
Experimenting.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
This is the time I'm going to do this. Fucking still blows my mind. They got on the plane. Christopher needed a vape. He was freshly married, for God's sake. He's having a few puffs. How's that become semi-socially acceptable inside now? Get off your fucking ass and go outside.
Yeah.
Why are people blowing that in my... It's not much different to cigarettes to me.
I think you've got to be pretty close to cop secondhand vape. It's not dart.
Well,
you know,
it's fucking happened.
You don't come home smelling like Mango Magic.
I don't give a fuck. Like, it's still at the moment.
But
I'm
cigarettes,
getting a fruity little pacifier in my face.
But cigarettes, you get home and you'd wash your shirt and fucking brown shit had come out when you used to work in a pub.
Yeah.
And your hair would fucking stink. You'd have to wash all the... That I don't think that's happening
this
with vapes.
This is exactly the sort of mentality I don't want to hear. It's like saying fucking 100 years ago, we'd come home and beat the shit out of our wives. They should consider themselves lucky. We're just calling them names now. That's not right. Fuck off. I walked past this dude the other day and there's a crowd of them outside this English language thing near my joint. And he just blew straight in my face. I blew back in his face.
Yeah.
I just blew my fucking germy, stinky fucking chai tea and beef jerky air back in his face.
Some shit's you're taking.
Man, anyway. Captain came down and told Christopher to cut it out, to which...
Again, I can't believe we have to say this again. If someone's vaping on a plane, then that's not stopping them. Cut that out. Fuck, sorry, mate.
Give us your vape. Smash it in front of them.
Yeah.
Chris said two words. What were they?
Fuck off.
Yes.
Boom, we're off to a flyer.
You didn't even wait for a... You didn't wait for your cash incentive. Like a dollar.
No, that would be unfair.
Yeah.
That's too easy. I do want this pod to get big enough, though, when the two words one day are set more chili.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
The passenger said what to the flight attendant before headbutting her?
More chili. They'd probably say it at the end.
Yeah. As they're getting taken out.
Yeah. Then he continued to vape. So they're still at Manchester Airport at this stage. The coppers came on board. As I started to put him in cuffs, Christopher said, "You can't do that. I'm on my honeymoon."
Beautiful.
it's like when it's your birthday and you just get to punch people in the head for fun. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's my birthday.
The couple from Florida. Hey, it's our anniversary.
It's our anniversary, yeah.
After just dropping slurs and I'm a former FBI
agent.
I'll
call you people what I want. It's my birthday. It's our anniversary.
The sheep.
When he's out on the air bridge, he shouted out to Jenna to film the incident and get him a lawyer, laying the groundwork for the prospect of being a fucking victim. Nothing happened from that. Didn't see the footage. On top of the other passengers having to sit around while Christopher got escorted off, the plane was delayed sufficiently to have it cancelled.
Oh, that.
Although they just got, I mean, they still say cancelled there. We just say delayed here.
Yeah.
It's delayed till Sunday, is it? So I can't get my money back, even though I missed the trip. Nah, give you credit for
something. But that's the ultimate fuck off to everyone else on the plane. So, all right, don't mind sitting around. We've got to get old mate Vapor off.
Mm.
But we'll go after that. But cancel it would
The return journey staffing hours. That's word to the wise. Get the job done quickly so they can get on the way. Maybe even sacrifice yourself for the good of others by just bashing Christopher and go, all right, I'll take this, everyone. You're still going to get to Santorini.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to go. It was a missus idea. Whack. Fucking.
I wonder if anyone ever does that. Just walks up, undoes the seatbelt and just walks up to the door and starts vaping there. It's like, we're kicking you off. Yeah, no. I've just come here to save everyone a bit of time. Wanted to have a vape. I'll go. Just open the door. I'll walk down.
Yeah, right. I mean, you can get up and just go, I don't want to go anymore. Get my bag off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Sus.
I'm having a panic attack. You can say what you want.
Yeah.
You know, you can be a victim. Don't worry about it. But you can hold up a plane. But I must have held up a long time. I was already fucking on edge. I think that's when they take off. They're like, we're going to go in the next 2 minutes or these flight attendants aren't going to get to the other end and be allowed to walk. They'll have to sit down and just stay. They can't move after that. Not allowed to fucking work 1 minute of overtime. If I were crew, though, having said that, I'd probably drag it out. Maybe pretend to call the cops and then just call them 10 minutes later. Sorry. Yeah, no one's going to know. They turn up at their leisure anyway. Just get it to a point where you've got a hotel room for free, doing nothing, getting paid. Way better than serving fucking tea on a plane. Anyway, we head back to picturesque Manchester Crown Court at this stage. And in the photo in the news, Christopher and his stern-looking new bride, Jenna, walking along the footpath. Good photography, this, by the journalist. Features a large plume of vape smoke billowing out of Christopher's face.
Yep. So it's like, learned no lesson from what's happened.
Turn up to AA with a carton. It's pretty good. Yes,
you think
Your
that may have been the, you know, that may have been the thing to, you know what, I rely on nicotine too much.
Mm.
Sorry, Jen. Fucked our honeymoon.
Yeah.
I vaped on a plane.
Yeah. Nah. No. I need it. Just this last one. Just let me empty it. And then that'll be it. We're at court, Chris.
I've got 4,500 puffs left.
Fucking hell. Does it have a counter on it?
It doesn't have like a security. like a Ventolin, which you'll end up needing.
Oh,
Ventolin has a little countdown.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, like a puffs. Clicker when people are getting on a boat. Yeah. All those wrist things.
It goes in reverse.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Four. You ever take a Ventolin off a kid and run it down?
No. Oh, what do you, as in like bullying, just waste their Ventolin?
It's four left, mate. It's one now. Your move. I'm going to throw it. You've got to run and get it. Prosecutor Tobias Collins said the defendant had been vaping. Staff approached him and saw he was frothing at the mouth as well. That seems extreme. In terms of being a maggot to me. I don't recall ever frothing at the mouth. Ever. I've never woken up with froth. It's not frothing at my mouth.
It's a bad look.
Terrible.
There was froth here when we were here last time. The was there froth? Across the road. Yeah,
yeah, right.
She had froth.
You still been getting some kudos from that?
I don't know.
For saving a life?
Wore down.
Oh, okay. It wears off quickly, don't it?
That's how I got my Taylor Swift ticket. I messaged someone and said, so you got epilepsy.
Yeah.
I actually saved one. Do you have a spare?
Yeah. They forgot about all their ailment and gave it to you. Christopher said, he told the captain to fuck off out of exasperation, not aggression.
Oh.
So all's well.
Oh, yeah, I get, yeah.
It's depending an expression.
On, yeah.
It's like, oh fuck
off. Yeah. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. It's still fuck off, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But there are different
fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off.
He's thought this through as his defence, and this is where he's gone.
Man, this is Manchester Court.
Yeah.
The defence lawyer just has that ready. Mm. Who'd you tell to fuck off? I didn't tell you. I told anyone to fuck off.
Yeah.
Look where we are, mate.
Yeah.
I know you've told someone that at some point.
Yeah.
I've got a good excuse for you. It was the tone.
Yeah. It depends where you're looking. If you're looking at the sky, go, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
It's at no one. Anyway, he said to himself, oh, fuck off. That's the defense.
Like, fuck off. You can't vape in here. It goes away so quickly. Sorry about that.
It's the New York kidding, but for Manchester. Another contributing factor, saying fuck off, was looking across at his bride and seeing the disappointed look on her face, is what he said. He looked at her face and went, oh, fuck off. I've ruined everything now. He's told himself to fuck off, basically.
Yeah. It was a self fuck off. Yeah.
What did he get as punishment?
I reckon vaping on a plane would have a lot. It can't be too much. He'd claim it was the honeymoon, the tone was wrong. I'm going to say like a 3-month suspended sentence. $2,000 fine.
Fuck, you've done all right here. 10 weeks in the clink. Suspended 12 months. Right. 180 hours community service.
Oh,
that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Plus 510 GBP.
A couple of thousand
Aussie.
Yeah.
If you want to get technical. And Jet2 said you're banned for 12 months.
Oh, 12 months.
Mm, that's it. I mean, he's not going to get his 180 hours done in 12.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours.
So he can still have pretty much his first anniversary. He can still go to Santorini.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Paper.
Well, that's what I mean. I think if airlines like Jet2 start banning onboard vapors for life, they're going to run out of people pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know?
They'll be grounded.
I do like them, though. They are giving him a chance for a...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Redemption.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's big of him.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're thinking of
I doubt he changes in any way, shape, or form in 12 months, but he's had his little time out. Welcome back on board.
You'll like the tone of the comments
online.
A lot of them laid blame on his wife as well.
Oh,
we've got a long way to go here.
That is.
She knew what he was like, her fault for marrying him, that sort of thing. Bit unfair. People change over time, don't they? You don't know what your new dickhead husband with a fucking silly haircut's going to do the next day. How would she? A lot of blokes getting married, they stop sucking their guts in and stuff that day, start farting and whatever, whack on the tracksuit pants permanently, slob it out for a few decades till they're dead, sucked in, lady. Should have known when you married me I was going to be a sloth. Works both ways. Women can be slothful as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't know what he's going to do. Very unfair on Jenna.
No, that's a different trend. That's a different trend now. I told you on TikTok, there was like what? Rat Girl Summer or something.
What's that supposed
to be? It's like, I just want to lay in bed and eat cereal and
me.
Watch movies.
Mm.
I'm having a Rat Girl Summer. It just sounds like depression, but
I deserve this.
Chicks are
this.
Better at putting a spin on it, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Rat Girl Summer, that sounds fun.
I need some me time.
Yeah.
I need a break. From what? Don't know. Just, you know, don't know.
Self-care.
Not being out of bed, but not really doing anything. Anyway, a second story today, mate.
By the way, I can always tell how our home lives are going on an episode-by-episode basis.
Mine's
the first
fine.
One to go, fucking, what's she whinging about now?
Yeah.
Here we go.
No, mine's fine.
Someone's had an argument before they left there.
Oh, the wife's great. I've got teenagers, though.
Oh.
Bit testing.
Yeah.
Not
as excited that you've got a book coming out, a big tour about to kick off?
No. Nah,
no?
Didn't Couldn't even, care less. Didn't
you
even
give them
open
that?
It.
Do you want to give them a Taylor Swift
No, I do not.
No?
No, I don't.
I'd love that.
Probably.
Yeah.
But they're not getting it. That's not coming in my house.
That could be your dog's collar, I reckon.
She'd have a Daphne. Real fucking red head putting that on. That's too small even for her. Second hero today, Samantha Karen Fox, drunk on a plane. Have a good Fox. She's from, this is 2024.
Oh.
Real January 2024.
Oh, holy shit. Fresh.
Bit of background on Fox. She's from Mile End in London. Started modelling when she was 16. Sent in some lingerie shots to the Sunday People. And bing, bang, boom, 1983, age 16. Topless in the paper. Headline.
At 16?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
1983. Headline was Sam, 16, quits A-levels for O-levels. That was standard then.
It's in the paper.
That's the fucking, yeah, page three.
Same people, by the way, the same people that love that shit are the ones when I made fun of the king on the project, fucking wanted me dead.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you make fun of the king? You fucking piece of shit. You should die. Imagine standing up for the king on the internet.
Mm.
What a fucking cuck.
Unbelievable.
Standing up for the king.
You couldn't punch up harder.
Oh,
that is a big king. Punch up. And leave him alone.
So have you heard Hughes?
The king.
Did we speak about this? Hughes's bit about Biden.
No.
Biden in a debate is like, what's he stumbling over his words for? And people started going him, he's got, what has he got? One of the speaking fucking, he's like dyslexic or something, whatever. And they go, stop punching down. She's like, punch it down.
Yeah.
It's the president of the United States.
Yeah. Can't even call rich people ugly anymore.
Yeah.
Like big fat rich blokes. He's just a rich bloke now, is he? Oh, okay. Not his fault. He's rich and massive. The nanny state raised the age for page three topless models to 18 in 2004. PC gone mad.
Yeah. I remember you texted me, nanny state. Nanny state wins again.
Sam was glad for the work. Didn't come from money. She wanted to be a cop. Well, it was too short to be a cop.
Oh, well, that's more a sign of that. She'd be fine now.
Oh, that's changed. Don't worry. There's no height restrictions now.
Yeah.
For an Australian copper, good luck with that. Equal opportunities. Get your head kicked in by a gang you're trying to arrest. They just put a hand on your forehead while you're trying to punch them or something. How's that?
And you're doing the big swinging arms.
Even in Queensland, they just make you do 10 push-ups and a little shuttle run. All you got to be is 17 to 59 years old. Cop. Fuck.
That's a test you'd give a mate at a pub to say, he's so maggot he couldn't do this right now.
Yeah.
And
I don't think I've ever been maggot enough.
to not do
to not become a cop. In Queensland, that's the hardest one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, brains are
watching. You know who I want to meet? Who failed it?
Love to. Love to.
Who didn't get in?
Although we've said that about the army before, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we know what happens there.
One Luke Higgy.
Brains optional, never been an issue, but it seems to work okay with the fitness aspect. Like, meatheads love the gym and authority for cops now. Like, they're big meaty blokes, a lot of them. Not for work, just for vanity. Covered in tats.
A lot of tatted up big cops.
Hand, neck and head are off the menu unless they're small and tasteful. So long as you've got a fucking butterfly on the edge of your swastika, it's all right. You can be a cop. What the fuck does that mean? Let him in. If they banned tats, they'd have no one keeping the streets safe.
Yeah.
But fucking neck tats. Tasteful.
The white pride across your neck is in Comic Sans.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it's a fun font.
That's tasteful. Yeah. In the middle of her hype in the mid-80s, Samantha switched to pop star stuff. Models can just become musicians without any traditional pathways. It's like footballers becoming fucking, you know, radio announcers or commentators
authors.
Or journalists and authors. Such as learning an instrument or being in a quiet Hillsong or anything. She just fucking, there I am. I'm a musician.
To be fair to Fev, he said he's written 3 books and never read one. And he said, when I say I've written books, I just told a bloke and he typed it out for me. he's always been
open. So neither.
he's nil all.
he nearly had written more books than he's read, but it's exactly equal, actually.
It's neck and neck going into his fifth decade.
Sam had an immediate massive hit. She's released how many studio albums?
Oh, all right. So
I fucking love this.
I'm gonna say it'll be something. It'll be like 18 or something.
Oh no. This is a quantifiable one hit. This is a one hit wonder.
That's our only
hit. You'll struggle to fucking.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm being a bit unfair. She's had a couple other songs.
Yeah.
But nah. It's like fucking Fergal Sharkey had a follow up song. Like it's a one hit wonder.
Okay.
Thing.
I always feel odd in their their concerts must be.
Oh.
Because again,
I know what happens.
Taylor Swift, 3.5 hours. It's fucking bangers. Little slow section in the middle there for another album, but. A lot of tunes, even you would just know from walking past a Boost Juice, I reckon, some of those songs.
I think you're probably right, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I'm the same with Sheeran or anything.
Yeah. But a one-hit wonder, I'm genuine. Like, do they go into their tour going,
what the fuck am I going to do? Yeah. It's like when you got one good joke for your new show, you go, fuck, how am I going to do 59 minutes before I pull this one out? One-hit wonder, 6 albums. MC Hammer, another 80s one-hit wonder, 7 albums. They've backed themselves, these people, big time.
But was MC Hammer a piss the money away, but try and make some
bring
back?
Some back? Don't know.
Maybe.
He had big tours.
Yeah.
He had a couple of songs, but just the one hit.
Yeah.
They play it multiple times during the concert.
Yeah.
Which is fuck.
Open with it, close with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard Encore. There was a Scribe.
Kiwi.
Scribe at one of those festivals. Said, a lot of you know my music and love it, but some of you are just here for one song. I'm going to do that now.
Yeah.
Does it. People leave. Bunch stay, and then he does his other stuff.
Well, I mean, great. Good on him. I like that. This dickhead I used to work with, big fan of the Eagles, so already a problem. Paid, I assume, big money to go and see the Eagles somewhere in Sydney, probably Olympic Park. I don't fucking know. Turned up, couldn't get a park. Drove the ute.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Got in there late. They'd already played his favourite song ever, Hotel California. It was about the second or third song in, and he walked away disappointed. So put it on at home, mate. Sucked in.
I've told you,
loser.
I got dragged to a fucking John Mayer concert by 2007 with my girlfriend.
Oh, your
at the
hair.
Time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And he had his biggest hit was that Your Body is a Wonderland. And so even you'd know, Your Body is a Wonderland, whatever. But
you can
does
say
a concert.
It any different way, I still
Rod Laver Arena.
Jesus Christ.
Does it? Doesn't play that song. So it doesn't play
good
it.
Good on him.
Leaves.
It.
Encore, come on, John. It's like however many thousand women and this fuckhead. He comes back out, does like an 18, 20 minute fucking solo on the guitar, leaves.
Love it. Sucked in. That's, I love it. I like him now.
It's so funny. It's
very good.
I was fucking in tears. It was, yeah. I was like, one song.
Yeah.
Everyone's here for all one you had song. To do. Doesn't do the song.
I enjoy that. They really backed themselves back then. Your favorite one-hit wonder go. And probably artist of all time and rapper, Robert Van Winkle.
Who's that?
Vanilla Ice.
Oh.
He had six albums.
Yeah, wow.
He also had a kangaroo called Bucky Buckaroo. When it was young, it had nappies and hopped around his house. Then it grew. He didn't predict that.
Yeah.
And he moved it to a farm. Lived 15-odd years. And when it died, what did he do?
Oh, it'll be fucking, he cremates it and wears the ashes or something in a little.
No, but I like the cut of your jib. He had it stuffed and put on display in his house, like we all do with our pets.
Is there another one that had some money issues?
Yeah, he was in and out of money.
Yeah.
Fuck, he made some money though. That album was huge. I don't know. I don't know how you've been through it.
You've seen the clip of him describing how it's not the same as Under Pressure?
Oh, they sued him.
Yeah.
That was part of his money issues, I think.
The clip is great. It's something, Conrad, you might have to put it in here.
Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. That's the way theirs goes. Ours goes ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. That little bitty change. It's not the same.
But it's something like him going, no, no, no. My song goes ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And their song goes ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So you see, I didn't copy it.
Yeah. Start screaming. Like, that's your mate just talks over the top of fucking Sweet Home Alabama and shit. Who's that one? Kid Rock. He just literally talks over old songs.
Yeah.
They're his. Don't think so, buddy. One exception to the one-hit wonder stereotype of that era, I thought, was Hanson. They're a good quality band.
Mbop.
Mbop style. Yeah. I met them. Band anyway. Yeah.
They came into our show last year. They're fucking great. Yeah. They've started a beer company.
Your age.
Yeah. They're a ripper.
Yeah,
ripper
they're good.
And they had a concert and just lean into it.
Yeah. Oh, it's man, like, they're fucking
that
good.
That thing now, that nostalgia shit is massive.
Yeah, I know. Well, because people about my age have money, except me, and they're fucking going to these superannuation tours instead of discovering anything new. That's why the Eagles fill up. That's why fucking, you know, everyone goes to Pink and shit.
Yeah.
Like they're not going to a pub to check out a new band.
Yeah.
Hard work. Having a big hit like Mbop, though, is a hindrance to those blokes, I thought. Like they could have built up over a number of years and not been kids and been respected more. It's like fucking, it's like a comedian doing hours and hours of stand-up and getting recognition for a 59-second viral clip.
Yeah.
And that's it. Then you're fucked. Then you're John Mayer getting screamed at for not doing it. Fucking
you don't get to choose. That's the hard thing, isn't it? You don't get to choose what makes you fucking pop.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
Or not, you know?
Yeah.
Because believe me, I work on a fucking radio station where there's record labels that are trying to make people, and people are like, we couldn't give a fuck, mate.
Yeah.
And it'll be some little weird song that just makes someone huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they act like they were there with the pestle and mortar.
Yeah, of course.
Samantha did have other hit songs. It is unfair. There was a slew of Stock Cake and Waterman style shit. Girls Need Fun. I want to have some fun. Nothing's going to stop us having fun. Naughty Girls Need Love and Fun. Do ya, do ya. Want to please me and have
Brackets?
Some fun.
Oh.
It's all fun.
Yeah.
Bags of fun. Literally.
Any of those in brackets? Any of the?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was the ooh-ya, ooh-ya?
Do ya, do ya.
Do ya, do ya. That's good.
Want to have some fun. Do ya, do ya is brackets, yeah. I think Touch Me, I Want to Feel Your Body is in brackets.
Oh, great.
Just called Touch Me.
Yeah.
In the theatre release. I'd love to have one hit and walk away. They never fucking do. They back themselves, get big heads. One hit, fuck, man. It's like winning the lottery and buying another ticket. Those dickheads.
Well,
I know it's happened, but, you know.
Yeah. Fuck. The balls on that, though, to win, like, you know, $10
million.
Yeah, $100 million Powerball and just go straight back in and go, all right, so what I want.
I'll reinvest it. I'll reinvest the lot. Fox's dad, I mean, if you bought $100 million worth of lottery tickets, would the prize be that plus the $3 or $4 million the rest of the dickhead country put in. So you could pretty you're going in at $1.03 odds. You'd probably win it if you bought that many tickets.
But what what'd fuck you? You'd probably win one of those.
I'd love it. Like a supplementary prize.
No, but you've one of those jackpots where, you know, eight people have the same numbers.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Seven of them are you. Fox's dad managed her, stole the money, moved it offshore so they didn't have to pay tax. Tip rats with cash, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's offshore accounts immediately.
Well, it's the richest person in the world now is that bloke that owns, I think I said the other week,
who?
Like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, that umbrella company.
Yeah.
That's how you know new money is fucking legit. It's the
what?
Is the richest person in the world, I believe. Well, that company is valued the most out of any company in the world. That umbrella that has Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
And,
oh, you mean tip rats are propping that up by getting Gucci bum bags and shit.
First thing, new money. White shoes.
Salim Mahaja.
Yeah.
His house is pretty much Gucci. Brixby. Fucking Louis Vuitton bricks.
Yeah.
You could make them. You get them, mate. Surprised I haven't.
Yeah. With me Gucci toilet, that sort of shit. You know,
fucking hell. Fox knew she was gay in her 20s, but was afraid to come out due to stalkers and abuse. Her business, really, isn't it? Despite the tendency, she was romantically linked to Paul Stanley of Kiss, a Spanish bullfighter, and our very own Aussie larrikin con man, Peter Foster.
Peter Foster?
Yeah. Foster.
He's back.
Foster.
Check out Land Larrikins, by the way. Patreon. Yeah,
get in.
Good episode on Peter Foster.
Foster proposed to her, I believe. I don't know. She got together with her manager in 2003, stayed with her until 2015 when the manager died. Quite prominent in the gay community, even now, Sam, that it's been accepted by most and it's not even that avant-garde anymore, is it?
I reckon gay weddings are about 2 years away from just being...
called weddings.
Or just,
I think they're just called weddings, Nick.
Not what you told me, but just maybe all you might end up at a boring one, whereas I'm yet to have been to maybe five or six. They're always fun.
Yeah, right.
But it, after some time, it's
all
just
the squealing
become,
and stuff. Yeah.
No, it's always me putting my hand because there's always in the speech.
Which one is the? Is that what?
No, always, you know, to our straight friends, the allies who voted yes, so this day can happen. Every time, I always stand up.
Yeah, great. You're welcome, boys.
Looch forgets until the exact moment I come up out of the chair, no, like fuck, sit down. Thanks, guys.
I mean, you should really do a speech. Like an acceptance. Yeah. You're welcome, fellas. Not only that, but I got gay bash when I was young. Not even gay. So took a few hits for you. Used to get yanked out of the closet by my brothers daily. Yeah. You're welcome. School, I got gay bash for having funny sandwiches. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know, took the heat off. Couldn't do more for the community.
As I've always said, I've sat at a bus stop in Werribee in a private school uniform.
Yep.
I've heard the slurs, boys. Don't worry about it.
You've taken a lot of heat. I got a little dog.
I'm an ally.
I get yelled at out of car windows all the time. Yeah, that's all right. I'll take it. For my brothers, they don't have to listen to this. I'll take it. No problem. I'm a shield.
Just make the whole wedding. I take their wedding and make it all about you and all the-
Sam's now, she's now married to another woman, Linda Olsen, not one of the twins.
Oh.
Anyway, enough backstory. Heathrow to Munchen. Better get boot.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Yeah, there's a fly.
Yeah. The celebrity Big Brother contestant.
There we go.
Prime fucking candidate.
Yeah.
Great casting. 80s one hit wonder. Straight into celebrity Big Brother.
They do it better, I think.
Who?
Yeah. They do it a bit better. The Australian Dancing with the Stars crew just came out today.
Yeah.
And it's like Shane Crawford, ex-AFL player.
Yeah.
Out
first round.
Nadia Bartel. It was a wag married to Jimmy Bartel.
That's a celebrity.
Knockdowns.
Yeah, okay.
Allegedly. No, I should say.
I mean, if it's a celebrity for getting married.
Unspecified powder on a white plate.
Mm.
Beep that last bit. Thank you, comrade. Sugar. Who else? Ben Cousins. Yeah.
He's a Dancing with the Star.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I mean, Aussies pretty much criminals and athletes and some crossover. That's our celebrity pool.
Yeah.
And people who got married to.
Oh, and Ant Middleton. SAS Australia's Ant Middleton.
Did they get a little kid's suit for him? Like a fat kid's tuxedo?
It's pretty short.
Yeah.
It was on the show the other way. I've got a photo next to him. I'm fucking huge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5'10" and a half fucking Godzilla next to this
Well, bloke. You don't become an adult who enjoys screaming at other adults if you're regular sized and receive some form of love during
now
your adolescence.
Now it makes me want to see if we could get on the show, Heggy.
Get one
just on. So when he's yelling at us, you go, what?
Just look around at you. Some kind of, is someone, is there someone here?
Oh, fucking come here.
Give him noogies and shit on his bald head. The celebrity big brother, she was maggot.
He's yelling at one of the other contestants. You go up and do a specky, fuck specky on him. Yeah, but let.
Kabad. She was maggot.
That's who should be on.
Who?
Warwick Kappa.
On
just somehow get him on one of those shows.
He would have been on Dancing Stars.
Oh, really? I'm a Celeb or something?
I'd be very surprised if he hasn't been on Prime Candidate.
Yeah.
He would have loved it.
Yeah.
He would have said yes before they even said, do you want to be on? Yes. Before they even said what it is.
Warwick,
he'd be on
are you
them
in?
All.
Are you in? Yep.
Click. I'll be down. I'll go to all the studios, see where you are. There's no indication. She got maggot and had a fight, Samantha, with another passenger. No indication on the entire internet what caused it. Everyone's keeping shtum, leaving us to speculate. This is insane.
I know
it's
we've got
celebrity.
To go back to like episode 2 or 3, Vinnie Jones, but didn't he pull out my missus had art surgery and it was like 9 years ago?
Yeah, but like we got some details before. There.
Yeah.
There were no details. Oh, you reckon
that's
she's-
That's what I'd be going with. My wife
gone.
Died.
Wife died. Got a new wife now. Don't worry about that.
But still.
But my wife still died.
Yeah.
The original. So in Heathrow, she's probably at a BA lounge, I reckon, it's safe to say. People who have number one hits don't mix it with the public. Unless they're in the middle of an episode or something, you'll see a celebrity out in the wild doing something fucking stupid. BA First Lounges had a squiz. They got a market table of fresh and seasonal food to impress the snobs and corporate fat cats looking to graze. Terminal 5's Concord Room offers elegance with chandeliers. They've advertised this. Chandeliers and just various bits of other new money tack to impress the most fervent fucking modern Bevan with cash. Extensive spumani list.
What crosses over, do you reckon, between new money and old money? I reckon chandeliers are up there.
Chandeliers, but yeah, Lauren, yeah. Both. I'm still maintain mansions are tacky.
Yeah.
Old or new, no one can deck out an entire mansion tastefully. Never seen it.
Yeah.
Never seen it. It's full of fucking tack. There's too much room there to fill out with tack.
Yeah.
Can't resist. So just get some shit. Chandeliers are there, yeah. The staircase.
Oh, yeah, spiral staircase.
Not necessarily not spiral. It's not fucking different strokes. I'm talking the big grand one with the one up there and the two down to the sides.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a grand
yeah.
staircase? Is that
what it's called? I know the one.
I don't know. I'm sure someone will correct us. But
prom photos.
Yeah, that one.
Dead ball.
That's still there.
Yeah.
Ball gowns. They're across both. Velvet, do you reckon that's gone across both?
Yeah.
More velour.
Yeah, velour. Yeah. Velour tracksuit.
Less, it's more, it's got more stretch in it for when you're throwing your leg over a jet ski. Anyway, Samantha sometimes dresses in leather jackets and shit. Comes from Howzo stock, so I reckon she's into the Jim Beam. But you can have it out of a decanter in the BA Concord Lounge.
Oh, beautiful.
Bourbon from a decanter.
Some of the, I am a fan of seeing in a bottle shop a rare limited edition, you know, like gold labeled Jim Beam.
In a cradle.
You go, what? Who the fuck? Who's buying it? Who's Jim Beam is? It's like getting a rare Jameson.
Oh.
You go, no. I'm either drinking Jameson or a nicer
one. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, a nicer solid gold fucking cattle prod, isn't it? The limited edition expensive Jim Beam. That's for someone who's not only terminally ill, but they're going to a wedding and a funeral on the same day. Like it's that sort of that style of shit.
Yeah,
you got to fucking give people
still with Coke. Still mixed.
LA Ice. Blue label with LA Ice. I used to love going when I worked on those weddings, those posh weddings. Bevan's fucking out of water. Funnily enough, on the water, on boats in harbour. They couldn't resist.
For how long,
wrap around, yeah.
They must return to the water at some point. Surely at some point in the night, someone's
often. Like, the harbour's pretty fucking treacherous. I wouldn't be jumping off. It's happened, but very rarely. You're walking around with like mini, vol-au-vent fucking sashimi.
Yeah.
Really nice food. You walk around this and this guy goes, he's got anything that's not puffed a food? So I went and fired up the deep fryer and made him some springers.
Which was your one of those gay weddings last year, which I don't think anyone appreciated.
Yeah.
Yelled the same thing.
They had plenty of it. Anyway, the aftermath, everybody off. Everybody off the flight. Samantha's having one. Fox went to the pen for the night. The rest of the passengers went to a hotel and had to travel the next day. Samantha says she's deeply sorry, I quote, for what happened. Nothing else to say, nothing else has ever come, has come out. In, that's over a month ago. Not a fucking peep. Mm. You or me, fucking, that'd be all over the news, especially you. If you'd done, you got maggot and had a fight with someone on a plane, fucking no way no one's saying anything.
And no don't, footage, don't think 206 episodes in, I haven't considered it. Going, fuck, this would be
we
good
need
for
a boost.
The pod.
Yeah.
Stagnated. This we fucking bloke is doing my head in.
Oh, you need
if
the,
I bash,
the smallest excuse.
Yeah.
Not even, I'm sorry, Peaks I made a mistake. Him. Like a proper,
yeah.
You need me filming the, like the preamble where a guy's well, doing something shit, then whack. Yeah. Otherwise, just a punch. One of the most, one of the three most photographed British women of her era. The other two.
Stat.
Who?
The Queen, Princess Di.
Which one? Like, are you just chugging names out? You
got no,
two.
No.
There are two more in that era, the most photographed in Britain.
Now, when you say in that era.
Yeah, mid-80s.
Yeah, mid-80s. Well, I'm saying Princess Di.
Yes, the Queen of Hearts. The Princess of Hearts, beg your pardon.
Yeah.
Gone too soon, R.I.P.
But, and the Queen?
Nah. Maggie Thatcher.
Ah, of course.
Anyway, Sam Fox back in the limelight. All publicity, that sort of business. Mm-hmm. Can't keep good model
the
down.
Third. That's crazy.
What?
Third most photographed.
Yeah, post remodel.
And they're the two in front of her.
Mm. Bigger than the Queen. Bigger than Jesus. Reminds me.
Brackets.
Oh, we missed This Is the Night. This is the night, everyone. We've got to wind up. Remains to be seen what's going to happen in the fallout of her grounding a flight, forcing everyone to hotels for the night, and crew to sound out, to have to, you know, sit there. I'm guessing nothing. It's almost as if there's one set of rules for a page three model whose voice has been funneled through a synthesizer for money and one set of rules for the rest of us. Fucking mad world, isn't it?
So when I know when you've released something that's auto-tuned, I go, Heggie's about to fucking tee off in public. He's released his auto-tuned hit. Everyone that's watching, ladies and gentlemen, and those listening right now, Luke Heggie, if you must know, since you are holding it up still. Like a fucking.
I've held it the whole time in my hands.
That book is fucking throwing me off.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Sitting there like we're
sorry.
A late night show. No, it looks bloody grouse. That'll be on sale soon. Melbourne and Perth live shows are on sale now. Midflightbrawl.com. Only a few tickets left. Other cities being announced, even Adelaide. Taylor Swift didn't come your way, but MFB.
We'll give it a crack.
HQ will. Mm.
All right. You have to fucking turn up. This last couple of times have been grim.
Yes. Come on, Adelaide.
So.
Balls in
this
your
is your last chance.
This is your last chance, Adelaide. Thanks for listening. If you want to support us, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Send us a message on Insta or the emails. You know how to get us. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggie, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.